It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so this morning, I'm reminding myself of that saying, we never know what a day holds. And I was just making this statement to my son 2 days ago when I was driving him to the airport. He's returning to college after the Thanksgiving holiday. He had an early flight, but he left out of the house without telling his father and his brother goodbye. And I wanted to make the point to him, you never take your time with your loved ones for granted, because you can't take for granted the fact of when you're actually going to see them again. And I think after, you know, yesterday's shooting, once again, another rampage shooting, this time in San Bernardino, California, those words really ring true. And it just is so frustrating that of all the good people in the world, you know, we have a loud and notorious and evil few that is creating this kind of environment for us. And, you know, I think about the scripture, Ephesians 4:31-32, which says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving as Christ forgave you. That scripture today is tough for me to put in practice, because I just want to nail these guys who continue to treat innocent civilians in this way. But at the same time, I must remind myself that I also want my father to say in the end, which is the scripture I will use today, Matthew 25:21, well done, my good and faithful servant. So if I want to begin with the end in mind, and that's how I want my story to end, I'm going to have to find the strength to practice Ephesians 4:31-32. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.